While its neighbors are going green, Kansas has stayed red.
In Missouri, there are three options to legalize medical marijuana.
Marijuana is now becoming a major business here in Oklahoma. Last week,
Colorado voters approved the historic ballot initiative to make marijuana legal in the state.
For years, some Kansas lawmakers tried to legalize the drug in some form, with almost no success. This March, one of those bills got a hearing, drawing testimony from dozens of people. On the pro side were mostly patients. The opposing side was mostly law enforcement, including Kirk Thompson, director of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the top law enforcement agency in the state.
The negative impacts to the many must be considered with regard to the possible benefits to the few.
Like his colleagues, Thompson appealed to public safety. He argued legalizing marijuana will increase violent crime rates and give foreign cartels even more opportunity to sell on the black market. He says police in Kansas have intercepted more marijuana in recent years.
I only ask that you give deference to the experience of the law enforcement community across this great state.
Some cops in the state have reported seeing more DUIs and arrests tied to marijuana since Colorado legalized recreational use in 2014. In response to a 2016 survey, many Kansas law enforcement agencies said they've been stopping more and more people with weed from Colorado. Chris Bauer is a lieutenant with the Kansas Highway Patrol who teaches officers to recognize when drivers are high.
We see a lot more cannabis-impaired driving cases.
Other police say they've already seen an increase in edible marijuana products, and they're concerned the packaging will attract children. Tim Eldridge works for the Butler County Sheriff's Office and heads the Kansas Narcotics Officers Association.
The kid sees that, you know, he sees that chocolate bar. He doesn't know the difference between a Hershey's and mom and dad's medicinal chocolate bar, so he eats it.
But ultimately, it's hard to say what impact exactly marijuana has on safety in Kansas. The federal government keeps some statistics, like arrests and seizures, but state agencies don't publish or even collect a lot of those numbers. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation doesn't track how many people get arrested for marijuana-related charges, how much weed is seized, or whether it came from Colorado or cartels. The agency declined requests for interviews and didn't answer questions about its enforcement strategy. The Kansas Department of Transportation doesn't track how many car crashes involve weed. We do know that Kansans use the drug less than other Americans do. So, why are cops so opposed to it?
They want the status quo. You can't convince somebody something is wrong when their job relies on it being right.
Brian Leininger used to work as a prosecutor and as general counsel for the Kansas Highway Patrol. He used to charge people with drug crimes. Now he defends them as a private attorney. And he still talks regularly with police officers, many of whom he says actually don't agree with the state's marijuana laws.
They say, hey, you know, I can't really say this publicly, but I wish they'd just make it legal. It would make my job easier. These people are less dangerous than people who are drunk on alcohol.
State Senator David Haley co-sponsored one of this year's medical marijuana bills. He's another former prosecutor. He says the law enforcement lobby in Kansas is strong. He thinks they want to keep marijuana laws as a reason to stop and search people.
I think law enforcement wants to keep as many arrows, if you will, in their quiver. I can't think of any other reason that their lobby has been so adamant.
This year's marijuana bills didn't make it to a vote. But Haley predicts coming years will be different, even if police continue to object. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomeen Ujia-Dean.